Welcome to Shomar Show. On the Daf, she responds to Rav Nishma, Asaram, Be'akav Shalom, and Le'ab, Asi Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitzot Daf Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, on the top of the page, introduces two types of eggs. There's an egg, which is Safno Me'aro, heats from the ground, meaning the chicken is heating from the ground, and is not coming from a male. And that egg is not going to grow a chick. It will not have Tolodos. Then nothing alive will come out of that type of egg. And then there's an egg that comes from a zachar, from a male. And from there you have teladis, and from there you have an egg that could grow a chick. The Ben Yoyodah in Brachos says something fascinating on this Gemara. He says these two types of eggs do not have the same name. They both spell the same, Beis Yud Tzadik Hei, but you don't pronounce them the same. When you talk about the egg which is Safno Me'ar, heat from the ground, is called Bitza. Like in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, bitza means a swamp, which means because the mother heats from the ground, it really has, it's just a combination of water and mud. There's nothing else here. There's no other life to it. But the one which can grow a chick is not called bitza. It's called, as we know today, beitza. Beitza, says the Ben Yoyada, is a lashon of bitzbutz. Bitzbutz means sprout, growth. A tolodo, something that has a continuation. Two types of eggs, an egg which is just mud, and an egg which brings growth to it. The Ben Yoyada continues to say that these are two types of learning. There's one who's learning just because he enjoys it. He's not doing lishma, he's just warming up from the ground. And then his Torah is not going to do any tolodos. There'll be no continuation to his Torah. But one who's learning Torah lishma, he's compared to the one who's connecting the right way. It's not just for enjoyment. So that type of learning will bring tolodos, will bring chicks, will bring chayim to the world. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's a pshat in the Gemara in Brachos that Mendal Damud Beis. Because the Gemara there says, Kol shehu kebeitza, beitza tov imenu. Anything which is the size of an egg is better than it. What is the Gemara trying to say? Says the Ben Yoyada, you read it based on our Gemara. Kol shehu kibitza, any egg which is only a bitza, which means it doesn't have any growth to it, it's an egg which comes from the heat of the ground and not from a male. Beitza, not bitza. Beitza toivimeno. A bitza is always going to be better than a bitza. A bitza is always more valuable than a bitza. As we see in our Gemara, if someone sold a bitza instead of a bitza, it's a mekartos. Beitza is a whole different story. As we're standing now before Shoshana, before Yom Hadin, Yemei Hadin, our tefillah should be that what we want to be a beitza, not a bitza. We don't want to be something that just enjoys itself and doesn't give others, but something which is a beitza connects to the Bashpia, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and brings others, brings it to Elis, brings to Lodis and life to the world from what it gets, being a beitza, which is the greatest thing, as the Gemara says in Brachos. Ksiva chasiva teiva, a good bench to all the listeners. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.